Friday of the Maggie Dawn Show, John and Gordy. We do a morning show at WMDX in Madison, and we're filling in today. Maggie will be back again tomorrow.
And we're getting some calls here. Hang on the line here just a moment. The number to call is 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And, you know, John, ever since Donald Trump took the oath of office, it's just been a fire hose of activity with the presidential orders being signed and the reaction to all of those things. And now we have this really a national tragedy with this crash at the Reagan International Airport.
That's right.
From late last night. And a lot of commentary coming from President Trump earlier today about this.
Well, you know, well, the sad part of it is that now that he's president, he can blame anybody he wants and get away with it instead of taking responsibility for everything that's happening. I mean, they did have a hiring freeze on in the FAA. And I'm just thinking, why blame other people? Why blame DEI, so on and so forth? I've got a whole bunch of excuses. These are journalists that post a lot of stuff, and they hit it, nailed it before Trump came out with a DEI accusation.
Right.
So we'll get to those in just a moment. Let's take some calls right here. We've got Joe on the line. Joe, it's good to hear from you.
Good afternoon.
Well, I just, some various points to add to the discussion. First off, the wizard from Wisconsin, Sean Duffy, who is now our Secretary of Transportation, had a wonderful quote about this. So hang on. This is the new Secretary of Transportation. Quote, obviously, it's not standard to have aircraft collide. I want to be clear on that.
Yeah.
Did great, he really
we're
say
in
that?
Good hands, people.
Oh, great
we're
quote.
In good hands.
Makes us proud in Wisconsin.
Oh, God, what a gem. And I think the biggest thing to understand is they don't know what happens. So for him to get out there and say, oh, it was the air traffic controllers, who on God's earth knows? You have to go through the NTSB for an investigation, and in a complicated situation like this, it could be all sorts of things. It could be engine malfunction. It could be problems with people not being trained properly, military chopper. Who knows? And that's why you have entities such as the NTSB to look into these things. And it'll be at least a year or so before they finish doing their work. And in the meantime, you know, Mr. Big Mouth can be yakking all he wants, but he doesn't have a clue. He doesn't have a clue, yet he stands up there and yammers. I think it's really important for the Dems to respond, as you were talking about, in terms of the timeline of what's happened. It's basically January 20th, okay, first day in, the FAA director was fired. Now, he left, but it was under pressure from Musk saying, you got to go.
Right.
January 21, air traffic controller hiring is frozen. January 22, Aviation Safety Advisory Committee is disbanded. And January 28th, they offer the buyout retirement demand sent out to existing employees. And then the next day, we have this mid-air collision. So, you know, nice try trying to put it on Obama. I think there are a few things that within the last week or so that should be, if we're going to blame anything, let's go for that. But obviously what we should all do is wait till the NTSB gets done and indicates what's going on. And in the meantime, we got Sean Duffy offering that clear-cut analysis. It's not standard to have crashes like this. Thank you.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for that. That's a great rundown of everything that has taken place so far. I fear that this might be the first disaster under this administration that seems to have put government on hold. I mean, this opens everything up.
Yeah, it seems to.
Let's go back to the phone with Phil this time. Phil?
Calling from Minneapolis. Go ahead, Phil, with your comment.
Hi. There's something that I've only heard from one source, and it's a historical information. The Democrats have tried for several years to try to put up increased funding for the Federal Aviation Administration for more air traffic controllers and also to update all their equipment, which is very antiquated.
That's true.
If they required a private company to not upgrade their equipment, they'd all be driving 1950s vintage vehicles.
Right, exactly.
The Good equipment point. They have is so out of date, and they are so understaffed. And every time the Democrats put this proposal up, it does not get any Republican votes.
Yeah.
So if the Republicans think that they can blame any other concept other than just not agreeing to put up money to hire more air traffic controllers, to buy updated equipment, which is not cheap, and they need a lot of it.
Well,
they won't do it because, you know.
There's a reason why the Republicans won't pay for any of this stuff. They're saving the money up for a tax cut. That's why they don't want to spend any of this money.
Saving the money up.
Yes, we have parts of the government that need updating.
Contributors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have to make sure that their campaign contributors get plenty of tax breaks so that some of that can trickle down to their campaign funds.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Phil, thanks for that call.
Thanks.
We got to move along here. I think we can squeeze one more call in from Dick, calling from Madison. Dick, go ahead with your question or comments. What do you got?
Wasn't it reminiscent of the COVID-19 things that he used to put on? You know, the Democrats got to get somebody the answers back in real time. Mm-hmm. Besides Schumer with his glasses down on his nose.
Yeah.
He's like the most boring teacher you had in high school.
Yesterday,
Malcolm Nance was talking about a Stephanie Miller show. I think it ought to be him. He thinks it should be Harris, but I don't think she's up to it right now. But one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Jimmy the Greek was dead. He must be writing some of this stuff for Trump. He's got to be.
Boy, well, Jimmy the Greek.
That's a name. Yeah.
I mean, you have to be old to reference that. How much more racist can you get than some of the stuff he said?
Well, Dick, I have to agree with you on Chuck Schumer, probably one of the most boring speakers I've ever seen in my entire life.
In history.
He drives me crazy because he reads everything he says off a piece of paper with his glasses slit down on his nose. I can't stand that. Everybody else just speaks.
No.
You know, they speak off the top of their head. They make sense. They complete sentences.
I'd rather paint a wall and watch it dry than listen to him.
I agree with you.
Right, Dick.
We're on the same page, Dick. Thank you.
Thanks for that comment. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be welcoming in Dan Schaefer, our political editor from Civic Media, going to talk about the Wisconsin State Supreme Court race coming up. And a little bit later on, Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign joining us.
Absolutely.
It's John Peterson and Gordy Young filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. Thank you.